Are you ready for your next winter adventure? Whether it's a stylish all-wheel drive SUV to get the family where they need to go, or an innovative EV to make the switch to electric, ChevyDriveChicago.com has you covered. With Equinox, Traverse, Silverado, Trax, and Trailblazer, you're sure to find the perfect Chevy to match your needs and lifestyle. But finding the right car is only part of the story. Winter weather is here, and your vehicle needs to be ready for anything. From oil changes and tire rotations to unexpected repairs, your local Chevy dealer is here to help. Their team of experts knows your vehicle, and they will make sure your car is safe, reliable, and ready to handle whatever the season brings. So why wait? Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today to find your local dealer, shop the latest vehicles, and schedule your service appointment. ChevyDriveChicago.com. That's ChevyDriveChicago.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jones and Keefe, right now on WEEI.
You ready for some big trades in the NBA, Keefe?
You know, I didn't think that I was, but I am now. It took my breath away, Jones, when I saw the Sunday morning. I woke up to the news, and holy mackerel, I didn't see it live. I was one of the many sleepyheads. I enjoyed a nice Royal Rumble. I had a nice little Saturday night. I'm like, this is great. This is going to be the top of the sports weekend, I would assume. And then you wake up Sunday morning, and you're like scrolling through. You're like, wait a minute, what?
No, you had
there's so much fake crap on Twitter that like, that's not.
You had a tweet yesterday that was like, Jey Uso, am I saying that right?
Yeah, Jey Uso.
Was the biggest story in sports for like 9 hours.
One.
1 hour.
They gave him like an hour. I think he won the Rumble at like 10:30, 11 o'clock, and then like after midnight, boom, biggest trade in the history of the NBA.
I woke up to the push notification from Shams, and I still didn't really believe it.
You're like, what?
Yeah.
Like, Shams got hacked.
So, no, I mean, a lot of people assume that. It was that out of left field. We all expected Jimmy Butler to get traded. He still hasn't been. I think we all knew De'Aaron Fox was getting traded.
Zach LaVine got held out in the so he thought he was going to get traded.
Luka
did not see this
for
coming.
Anthony Davis, which is the main particulars of that three-way deal. You now have Luka in L.A. You now have Anthony Davis in Dallas with Kyrie. We'll get to your thoughts on it all day long here on Jones and Keefe. 617-779-7937, your phone number and your text line. You can interact Twitter and Instagram at Jones and Keefe. Watch along twitch.tv/BostonWEEI and chat there. Always a nice healthy conversation on Twitch.
Mm-hmm.
And you can watch on YouTube by subscribing to WEEI. Your thoughts on the trade, Keith, beyond just the shock value of it, which was significant. Why'd they do it? Why now? Greg made a good point about that. Like, what's the rush? Did the Mavericks do enough due diligence on the trade? Who got the better of it? We'll get to all of it all day long. Where do you want to start?
So I think if you're looking long term, it's one of the worst trades ever. I think Luka Doncic at 25, one of the best players in the NBA, just took a team with Derek Lively and Daniel Gafford to the NBA Finals. He's one of the best offensive players I think the league has ever seen. And everyone's like, hey, he doesn't play defense. Like, okay, he's still one of the five best players in the league. Every year he's been in the league, essentially. Certainly the last 5 years, he's been a consistent roll out of the bed, first team All-NBA. You know, eventually he's going to be an MVP. If you're talking about the most untradeable players for a franchise, he's on that short list. It's probably like Victor Wembanyama, him, Jokic.
SGA.
SGA, maybe. Maybe Tatum. If
I was
going to
say.
Yeah, Tatum. I'd put Tatum up there. But, like, he's one of those guys. Like, he is insanely talented, and he's so young, and he seemed to be committed to Dallas. This isn't one of those guys like, well, we might need to get rid of him because he's not going to sign the Supermax here. No, he would sign the Supermax in Dallas. So to trade him for a 31-year-old who plays like a 41-year-old Anthony Davis, who's hurt all the time, is good when he's out there. He's a little bit Porzingis-like, where when he's out there, very good. Can't always rely on him being out there. And they got one first-round pick in return, too. So somebody had a great tweet. They're like, a 34-year-old Kevin Durant essentially got the Suns like eight first-round picks. Or no, the Nets like eight first-round picks. And you got one for Luka Doncic? So
the Lakers had another because they are one of these teams that the way the league works, you can't trade first-round picks in consecutive years.
Yep.
They did have another first-round pick available to trade, and they did not use it, which has people wondering whether or not they're up to something else. But no, regardless, Dallas should have held out for at least another pick. I'm with you on that.
It's insane. And to trade a guy like this and nobody in the league knows that you're trading him, you absolutely could have gotten more. This is so dumb that I understand why there's all kinds of like Keefspiracies tossed around out there, because no general manager in the NBA would trade that guy for that return. First of all, I don't know how many would trade him, period. But if you want to get into like, oh, he's fat now and he's not good. All right, so you say
he's not fat now. We were all saying it in the NBA finals the whole time. He was fat then, yeah.
So let's say you made up your mind that you can't
dribble, fat.
That was a different MVP they were talking about. But so let's say you somehow come to the idea that you can't win with him, like at the highest level. That's what your decision is, which I don't agree with, but let's say that's what it is. You don't trade him in the middle of the night for Anthony Davis and one first round pick. That alone is a fireable offense. Before either player plays for their new team, the Dallas GM should be fired.
See, I'm not as down on Anthony Davis as you are. Long term, you make a good point. Doncic is 25, Davis is 31. Like, long term, that doesn't work. Short term, basketball wise, Kyrie and Davis fit. And it doesn't mean it's going to work. Kyrie can tank anything. Davis could get hurt. Davis could fall off a cliff. But I don't know. I mean, Anthony Davis still a top 10 player. You agree with that or no?
Davis-ish.
You know,
borderline.
You have him like 11
top 15.
Or 12. Fine.
Yeah,
whatever.
Top 15.
He is, I mean.
Where do you put Luka?
Luka's top 5.
Yeah, okay.
Luka's probably 3 or 4 off the top of my head.
Yeah.
Right?
So,
you know, even with all the weight concerns and everything else, Tatum or Luka to me is a real debate. I think Tatum's a little cleaner, but I think Luka has a higher ceiling. So it kind of depends on what you want.
Mm-hmm.
But they're right in the same stratosphere for me. So I respect Luka's talent, his skill level, but are you ever going to maximize what he does? And he is a liability defensively. Now, he's gotten a team to an NBA Finals. He's gone to a conference final with Jalen Brunson, which is a much better player in retrospect, but that was kind of the next best player on the team. He got to a Western Conference final.
Yeah.
Like, he's done quite a bit of winning, not championships, but quite a bit of winning and advancing. So I don't want to say his style doesn't work, but I have questions about the way he plays. But his skill level is undeniable.
Somebody had a great tweet. They said the Dallas Mavericks have turned Jalen Brunson, Luka Doncic, and Kristaps Porzingis into Anthony Davis, Spencer Dinwiddie, and like Max Christie or whatever. Like, they legit had those three guys. Couldn't make it work.
But if you're trying to win this year, can you make a case for Davis and Kyrie, who have wanted to play together going back to when Kyrie was in Boston?
Yeah.
Can you make a case that it works and that team can go on a run in the West?
So this had me all confused. My mind was legit in a pretzel Sunday morning, because I think long term it's a no brainer. What a bad trade. Short term, I had this thought: are both teams better? Are both teams worse? Like, I couldn't really figure it out. I think for this season, just the rest of this season, I think both teams might be better. And then I think long term,
I think Dallas is better for this year. You know, again, a couple of years from now, we can see how Anthony Davis ages. I have questions about how Luka and LeBron fit, well, long term and short term.
I think they're going to fit pretty well.
They might.
I think that Luka's the best player LeBron's ever played with.
Maybe. But it's two guys who got to figure out how to share a basketball. LeBron's done that before with Dwayne Wade. He's also struggled with that at various points in his career. So,
but Luka's also done it with Kyrie. Luka and LeBron's a better fit than Luka and Kyrie, and they made the NBA Finals.
Right.
Kyrie Irving here helped submarine and throw everybody off, you know, their path to success. He goes down to Dallas, which I thought was going to be a dumb combo, and those guys made it work.
I would look at it another way. I think Kyrie, even as crazy as his ego is these days, I think he still understands. At this point in his career, Luka's the more talented player, so he did subjugate to a degree. He's still a wacko.
He did.
Does LeBron understand that? And so I wonder if there's more of a tug-of-war on whose team it was. Kyrie came to the Mavericks. Luka was already there. I wonder if there's more of a tug-of-war. So, look, if they make it fit, you're right.
I think they're both great passers.
They have more talent than Dallas.
Yeah. I think LeBron's used to being a little bit more unselfish than Kyrie is. Like, Kyrie, it's funny because Kyrie's known more as like a, well, he's the point guard. But he's less of a true playmaker. He's a great scorer, Kyrie is, and he's a good shooter and you know, best ball handler maybe ever. But I don't know if he's as much of a passer playmaker as both LeBron and Luka can be. So I'm interested in that. I think they probably need to make more moves because it is funny, you know, that Anthony Davis is like, we need a center so I can play power forward. They're like, all right, dude, we're just going to get rid of you altogether. So, like, right now the Lakers are pretty small, but they're insanely talented. They have two of the 10 best players in the world right now, and just, like, their offense is going to look a lot better. I do agree. Kyrie and Anthony Davis could work.
Basketball-wise. Yeah. It's a big and a ball handler. It's two guys who want to play together.
Kyrie, Harden, Davis, and Durant, I thought, might work.
No, 100%. You know, I'm not saying it will work. I'm just saying I understand, from a basketball standpoint, the fit. LeBron and Luka might work. That's a clunkier fit. Two ball-dominant players. There's some overlap in how they play. So I don't think it's as clean of a fit, right, but they're more talented players.
Is either team now the best team in the West?
No.
Which team is a tougher out for Oklahoma City right now?
I'm leaning Dallas in that one, in all honesty. I might be in the minority on that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But no, I'm leaning Dallas.
No, I don't think it's quite as laughable. Like, just the roster swap, right? You switch those two guys. Because Davis, you know, is having a good year. Like, this is one of Anthony Davis's good years. I always just am nervous, you know, how long is it going to last? Like, when is he going to, you know, land awkwardly and be out or whatever? But just him and Kyrie is a good combo. But, like, what a short-sighted, stupid trade. Like, you should have gotten so much more.
It is short-sighted. If they don't win, and I'm not predicting them to win, if they don't win in the next 2 or 3 years, then it's a fail. It's, like, a massive fail.
Think about some of these
deals. It's not Mookie Betts level. I've heard some Mookie Betts comps for this trade and seen them on social media. Anthony Davis is so much better than Verdugo and the other pieces the Red Sox got back. It's not funny.
So the one thing,
but it is short-sighted playing a franchise, trading rather a franchise player like the Red Sox traded Mookie over money.
It's similar in that regard. I do think that, yeah, the return is better, but
the Red Sox wish they got an Anthony Davis.
Well, but I don't think there was a guarantee that Mookie Betts was going to sign the deal the Red Sox offered him. I like to think so. I like to hope so. And you don't know until you actually offer it. By all accounts, Luka Doncic was, like, good with Dallas, like, wanted to play his whole career with Dallas. He would have signed. This was a guy with, like, 1 foot out the door.
He could make the most money in Dallas, too.
Yeah.
So he was going to sign maybe a year or two into the deal. He forces his way out, but he was going to sign.
But, like, so you legitimately could have had him the rest of the time. There was a little bit more unknown with Mookie, so you were trading him with just 1 year left on the deal, and then that team was going to have to figure out a contract. But, yeah, I mean, they're kind of similar in that regard. I mean, Mookie had been a league MVP and, you know, a World Series winner, so Luka hasn't been either of those. But he did take a 5 seed to the NBA Finals, and he's still so young. Like, the guy came into the league young, and then so it seems like he's been around for a while, but he's 25 years old.
And he is a killer. Like, at the end of some of these games.
Oh my God. Remember some of those games against the Celtics a few years ago?
Yeah,
good Lord.
Not the finals so much last year.
No, regular season games in the last 4 years against the Celtics.
I mean, even him last year against the T-Wolves in the Western Conference Final. Like, the guy is a killer. And so he has a flair for the dramatic and coming up in a big moment. Like, I'm not denying the Luka talent. I would question his dedication. And I think the Mavericks are questioning his dedication to the game.
Good point by somebody on the text line. So Luka obviously not in the lineup for the Dallas Mavericks last night against Cleveland. So luckily
they got crushed.
They got that defensive albatross out of the game. They gave up 91 points in the first half and 144 in the game.
Nobody played, FYI, in that game. I don't know that that's
fair.
Talking
about Spencer Dinwiddie, who they got in one of their deals.
Yeah, no.
Dante Exum. The corpse of Klay Thompson.
I don't think either of their bigs played. I don't think Kyrie played. I mean, no one played in that game. But it was a poor defensive performance, I will acknowledge.
They gave up
that.
91 and a half. And they're like, we got rid of Luka. We can now walk down on D. Like, no, I don't think that's your game.
The Alice Mavericks.
There's no D.
No D.
See what I did there?
I do get that. So do you, I think you do, based on something you said earlier. There's a lot of conspiracies that open this up. If you don't understand on the surface why Dallas would do it. And it's fair to say, why'd they do it now? Did they get enough?
No.
That's all fair. Do you buy into it's a league orchestrated move to generate ratings and get a superstar to LA to save the league?
Kinda.
Okay. It's that bad for you.
Yeah, no, I think it's so insanely bad that somebody could ascend to that level where they are the general manager of one of the 30 teams in the league and they make that move. Not that Twitter's always a great indication, but there wasn't a single person out there that was like, great move long term by Dallas. Like, hey, this, you gotta think outside the box here. No, this was a laughable trade. You can't trade one of the four best players in the NBA and not tell any team about it. You can't. You could have gotten something better, or you at least could have gotten more from the Lakers. Maybe you eventually go back to LA and be like, all right, give me your, you know, every other first round pick until we're all dead.
Give me Austin Reeves and more picks and like throw more into the deal.
You could have gotten way more for Luka Doncic. So that's why, I kind of think something's up. Now, I'm sure players, you know, some of these are free agents, some of these are trades, but if you just look at all the guys in the history of the NBA, you know, people were tweeting about this, too. They're like, Wilt Chamberlain, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Shaquille O'Neal, Dwight Howard, LeBron James. Like, everybody bails on their team and goes to the Lakers. I don't know. I think it'd be crazy to ignore it.
Yeah.
I don't know if, like, the Dallas general manager got paid off for this, but, like, I wouldn't rule it out.
Well, where did Nico Harrison come from? Nike? So, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
What's good for LeBron?
Good breadcrumb.
What's good for LeBron is good for Nike. I think he came from Nike, if I'm not mistaken.
The only thing that would be the fly in the ointment is, you remember when they had the deal done for Chris Paul and then it got vetoed?
Yep.
I was like, that was surprising because that was something that was the time that the Lakers didn't get what they wanted. But that was my other thought, is like, is Adam Silver going to sign off on this? I mean, he already has, clearly, but. If a deal like this happened in your fantasy dynasty league, I think everybody would veto it. Somebody tweeted out, they're like, NBA 2K, the game won't even allow this trade to go through. Like, it's just, it's ridiculous.
All right, play this out on Nico Harrison, who, by the way, one of the prominent passages in his Wikipedia page at Nike is that he botched a presentation to Steph Curry that made him go to Under Armour instead of Nike.
Sounds about right.
Good basketball decision
maker
here.
Hire this guy. So the guy that couldn't sign Steph Curry also traded Luka Doncic.
During his work at Nike, he botched the 2013 presentation to Steph Curry, which, according to Harrison, he may have called him Seth instead of Steph.
That's pretty significant.
And the presentation used was made for Kevin Durant.
Oh.
This, along with not offering Curry a signature shoe, caused the superstar to switch from Nike and sign with Under Armour.
But did he get Seth Curry? He's like, guys, good news, bad news. Steph walked out the door, he's going to Under Armour. But
he called him Seth.
And his brother.
And then, like, they put the PowerPoint up and it was like pictures of Kevin Durant.
He's like, just pretend that's you for a second.
He's like, you would be like Kevin Durant.
Am I wearing the Durant shoes?
So anyway, so play the conspiracy theory out. Nike runs basketball. We ran into this with Jaylen Brown.
Dude, there's something.
Maybe the Celtics would have offered Jaylen Brown to Dallas and they're like, no. We at Nike hate Jaylen Brown. But Nike runs basketball. The sneaker companies run grassroots basketball all the way up to the NBA. And so maybe there's a larger conspiracy there. I have no idea. I don't rule out that the NBA loves that Luka is in LA and thinks it could be a ratings bonanza. And if the NBA is a fan of it, doesn't mean they orchestrate it, but there's a lot of smoke there.
I don't deny any of that. The minute LeBron leaves the Lakers, well, the way it was setting up, like, let's say pre this trade, as soon as LeBron leaves the Lakers, it's going to be another, like, potential decade run.
What?
Are you like Bronny?
Bronny. Yeah, what are you talking about?
Bronny will be out of the league.
Yeah, Bronny will.
Bronny and his dad. Whenever LeBron's done, and who knows, the way LeBron's going, that might be 5 years from now anyway. But whenever he's done, they're not exactly set up to succeed because they had to give up all their draft picks for Davis and LeBron and all the way that they all figured that out. So at least now, like, there's not going to be a real lull in Laker basketball.
You guys can jump in on this all day long. Who got the better of the deal? Why was the trade made? Is this the league rigging things for the Lakers? I heard Curtis talking about this all morning long. To bring back a potential Celtics-Lakers finals where you have LeBron and Luka on one side, you have Tatum and Brown on the other. You can jump in on that again all day long. 617-779-7937. We're not hung up on this trade for the entire day. We'll get to the Super Bowl coming up. Our Prop-a-Palooza begins today. We'll give you five props for the Super Bowl each and every day this week. We'll do that at 1045. We'll give you our power rankings for this Super Bowl, what we're looking forward to beyond just the game, your halftime show, your commercials, your Super Bowl snacks, et cetera, et cetera. Plus some news on the Patriots and their coaching staff. Some news on Drake May at the Pro Bowl. We'll get to that with your phone calls here on Jones and Keith. But right after Trending with Billy Lanny. Let's get to how this impacts the Celtics and what it says about the Celtics and their standing within the league. That's right after the update.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. It's three wins in a row for the Celtics as the Seas battle back from being down 26 points in the third quarter to defeat the 76ers 118-110 in Philadelphia last night. Jason Tatum led all scorers with 35 points. Jaylen Brown added in a double-double with 21 points and 10 rebounds. Celtics will wrap up their three-game road trip tomorrow night against the Cavaliers in Cleveland. In a three-team trade between the Dallas Mavericks, Los Angeles Lakers, and the Utah Jazz, the Mavericks traded Luka Doncic as part of a package to the Lakers for Anthony Davis, Max Christie, and the 2029 and a 2029 first round pick. Another three-team trade went down in the NBA yesterday. Sacramento Kings traded De'Aaron Fox to the San Antonio Spurs, and Zach LaVine of the Chicago Bulls has been traded to Sacramento. The NBA trade deadline is this Thursday at 3 p.m. The Bruins will wrap up their three-game homestand tomorrow night when the Bees host the Nashville Predators. Tonight, the TD Garden is the opening round of the Men's Beanpot Championship. At 5 p.m., Boston University will play Harvard, and at 8 p.m., Boston College takes on Northeastern. You can hear the call of BC versus Northeastern on WEEI AM 850 with coverage beginning at 7:45. Today is truck day for the Boston Red Sox. Pitchers and catchers will report to Fort Myers next Wednesday, the 12th. And this Sunday is Super Bowl 58. The Kansas City Chiefs are looking to make it three Super Bowl wins in a row when they face the Philadelphia Eagles. You can hear the call of Super Bowl right here on 93.7 WEEI FM. Kickoff is at 6:30. Westwood One's pregame coverage will begin at 2. Enjoy the Sunday's game while dropping with Awaken 180. Wings, meatballs, drinks, all on the menu. Results for life. Awaken180weightloss.com. I'm Billy Lanny. That's what's trending now on WEEI, WEEI.com.